This recording, Australia 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a private practice at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Hansen, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Hansen, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Brisbane, Australia. It is a big city of about 2 million people. It's the capital of Queensland. It's about 600 miles north of Sydney. So I came to the US 7 months ago to study on exchange for 2 semesters. So I'm studying criminal justice and human services. Maybe my senior year. So I came to study in the United States because they speak English. You speak English here. And so that was a big requirement, just so they can understand the language. They also, criminal justice is pretty similar between the US and Australia, so I was able to get credit for my subjects, for my degree back at home. And then our university back home has partnerships with a whole bunch of Cal States. Culture shock, when I first came here, was quite minimal. The US and Australia, in most parts, are very similar. We speak English, and we're both pretty modern, technologically advanced places. So everything looked kind of the same. Like, a big difference was people drove on the other side of the road. Americans eat a lot more fast food than Australians do. So that was something to get used to, like getting used to eating out a lot more. Americans use different vocabulary in some ways. Like, it's quite similar in most part, but you get words like sidewalk, and we would say footpath, and you say parking lot. Even words like, if you like something a lot, you say, "I like that heaps." But you guys don't use that word here. We even pronounce words differently. Well, we say aluminium. You guys say aluminum, so that's odd. And other words like advertisement and advertisement, we just pronounce differently. So there's like a few subtle things like that, which make it interesting when you're talking to people. Other things like g'day, how you going, or she'll be right, which means like it'll be okay. Which are common phrases which you don't have over here.